Akahaba is more than Alabama's most famous ghost town.
Jonathan Matthews is the assistant site director at the Old Cahaba Historical Site, and he's leading a group riding on an old cotton wagon on a haunted history tour.
The first place we're going is a cemetery, and I will drop you off there, where you'll spend about 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
In half an hour, I'll be back to pick up the survivors.
It's very dark outside at this point, and the guests are led along a candlelit path in the old cemetery to various stations where volunteers wait to tell some of the old ghost stories circulating around Old Cahaba.
The story I'm going to tell you about is of Herbert Kirkpatrick. Now, Herbert died at the age of 10 when he drowned in the Cahaba River.
And so it sounded like somebody came up behind me and said, "Who are you?" Just like that. I mean, I could hear him just plain as day. I turned the weed eater off, looked around. I thought it might have been a visitor wanting to know what's going on up here. Wasn't nobody there, so I cranked it back up and went back to work. And a few minutes later said, "Who are you?" Again.
Where's Patrick at?
Right here.
Tonight's ride may sound like just a little bit of Halloween fun, but actually it's a little sugarcoating to help preserve what's considered to be one of the most historic spots in Alabama.
It's interesting because Cahaba, unlike any of the other state capitals anyway, was literally carved out of the wilderness overnight.
That's Linda Derry, site director and senior archaeologist at the Old Cahaba Archaeological Park. She says Cahaba was chosen as the first permanent state capital for Alabama in 1818, before a city was even built. Derry says Governor William Wyatt Bibb used this to the state's advantage.
He got this land free of charge from the federal government, was given to the new state of Alabama on which to build their capital city. He designed it, he surveyed it, he auctioned it off, and all that money went in to create Alabama's state treasury. So really, the state of Alabama owes Cahaba a big debt because it financed our government.
Cahaba remained the capital for only 6 years before it was moved to Tuscaloosa. Many people believe it was moved because of severe flooding in 1825. But Derry says that just isn't true.
1825 was a drought year. There was some high water, but the town was never inundated. Those stories were blown out of proportion by the press editors of the newspapers of the Tuscaloosa, the Huntsville, and the Montgomery newspapers. And of course, we know why they did that. It's because they were competing for the state capital.
The town was highly invested in the cotton and slave trade, and in 1860 had the fourth highest per capita wealth in the whole United States. All that changed during Reconstruction and people started to leave. The trend continued, and now what is known as Old Cahaba is a ghost town. Efforts to preserve the site have been going on for years, but progress has been slow. The Cahaba Advisory Committee is appointed by the governor and charged with stewardship of the old capital. Menzo Driscoll is a member of this committee and a descendant of Cahaba residents.
Some of the projects that we've been involved in have been moving the Episcopal Church from Martin Station back to Cahaba, and recently what we're calling the Kelly House. It has been in at least three or four different places in Alabama. We were able to buy it on eBay, actually, and move it back to old Cahaba.
Driscoll says as a descendant, the preservation efforts mean a lot.
I'd love to see as many structures as we can find back at Old Cahaba, and I guess if we could get our way, we'd like to see it just like it was maybe in 1845 or 50.
Derry says while the advisory committee has helped, government funding is dwindling, so citizens are beginning to step up.
We now have a private foundation, the Cahaba Foundation. They're mounting a $2 million campaign, and they've already bought over 27 acres of land and turned it over to the citizens of Alabama.
Derry says through various efforts, they have been able to acquire nearly 65% of the original 1,000 acres that made up the town.
There are creatures out there, so please stay to the lit pathway.
The Cahaba Haunted History Tour is part of the preservation effort, and tonight's group may have gotten more than it bargained for. The tour heads up next to one of the old homes remaining in the park. When they get there, they're met by a group of paranormal investigators.
My name is Johnny Rushing. I'm the lead investigator and co-founder of Central Alabama Paranormal Investigations.
We met some real-life ghost hunters last week during part one of our series. Those paranormal investigators tried to record what ghosts sound like. Tonight, Johnny Rushing says he did it.
We're walking out of the room and you hear our footsteps. Anybody hear that?
The voice appears to be saying, "Danger, get out." It's tours like these that help spark the imagination of Alabamians, like that of Selma resident Linda Andrews.
It was a lot of history throughout there, a lot of interesting stories. We had a blast.
It's through efforts like this that groups are trying to save what they call one of the state's most important historical landmarks, Old Cahaba, Alabama's first state capital. I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Old Cahaba, Alabama.
Feel the way.